If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hey guys, this is Christopher Lewis, and welcome to another episode of Dating Intelligence, the podcast. I just want to say I hope everyone's had a good holiday season, and we are in the new year now, let's say. We can say we're in the new year, right?
Absolutely.
All right. We're in the new year. We got a lot to talk about today, people. A new year, new you, whatever the hell that means. But we're gonna talk about reinventing your love life, reinventing you. Let's just, you know, the big thing is people love to scrap what happened the year before, like just to shake it off and just to kind of, I'm going to do something new. Right? That's just the big line that a lot of people say. So we're going to kind of talk about that, probably a little bit more about your love life, your date life, you know, whatever life you have that we'll just talk about today. So, but with that being said, I brought back a familiar face to sit in the co-host chair again. And since we got incredible feedback from the last episode we did together, I figured, what the hell? Let's just bring her back and do the show again. All right. So please welcome certified confidence therapist, authentic dating strategist, and image expert. And I guess I'm going to say she's a really good friend of mine now. Kimmy Seltzer, back to the show. What's up, Kimmy?
What's up? Thanks for having me back. I'm
honored. Very welcome. I'm glad to have you back on. We like I said, the last show we just did, you know, it's Dating Momentum, got a lot of hits and just a lot of comments, and it's just rolling still. So I figured, you know what? Let's just roll that into the new year and just see if we can roll the dice again and keep that magic
right,
going.
I hope we can keep the momentum going.
I hope so too, because if not, this is the last time you can do my show.
I know,
girl.
I'm like, there's so much pressure right now. I can't take it.
You know, we want to keep that perfect storm going and stuff. So how have you been?
I've been good. Right. I love this time of year. You know, it's like the time when everyone just kind of shuts down, and it's almost like this portal. Right, mm-hmm. Where everyone is able to just do their own thing. There's no, you know, there's hustle and bustle, but it's more for fun. It's family activities. And actually, I've been telling so many of my clients, like, this is the time to actually meet somebody.
Nice.
People think that it's not. They just kind of shut down. They wait for the new year.
They're like,
they're
like when it's dead time. So they're thinking, like, if it's dead time, then there's nothing available.
Yeah, I'm like, you realize there are cute men and women at the stores.
Right. Like, yeah, this is true.
Everyone's like shutting down and saying, oh, I'm with family and friends. I'm like, well, you can still meet people when you're with family and friends, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
Anyway, I think there's every time is a good time.
Okay.
I
always feel like there's less pressure in these moments when because of downtime, like, you know, your guard's down, you're not really expecting much because
right.
If you're thinking it's downtime, then you're not, your guard's down. So it's not like you're out there trying to seek anything, but you're a little bit more apt to be free, let's just say, right? Like, you know, you're more open-minded in a sense, and you're not as vulnerable. I guess I'm trying to say that, right? Less vulnerable? Less vulnerable. I don't remember.
Well, it's good to be vulnerable.
Okay, well, I meant to say it's good to be vulnerable. So, which means it's, your guard isn't up is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
you know, in
yeah.
Other words, so.
It's a little like, I did a podcast on my podcast called Vacation Mentality. And what that is that it's kind of like what you're saying. When you're mm-hmm. on vacation, you meet more people because there's no expectations. You're more curious. You're more like just relaxed. I think the relaxation piece is so this kind of time of year is almost like a vacation mentality. So.
I think it's from all the drinking. You know, it's a holiday.
Well, that could
you know,
be too.
I'm sloshed every day. Right. I'm super relaxed, you know?
Right, exactly.
I mean, I'm not working, so what else do I have to do? I'm going to have a drink. It's like, but it's 9 in the morning. I don't care. It's like, you know, it's freaking happy hour somewhere,
that's
right?
That's the reason
yeah,
why
so
you're
maybe,
so relaxed.
Yeah,
oh,
and
I
on vacation.
It's just this time of year.
I mean, it's like, I'm like that all the time. but on vacation, though, I get that, though. You know, you are a little bit more relaxed, and you're open to meeting more people, and it's just, you're just looking to have a good time. So God, now I'm thinking about people on vacation where they're with their books and they're just so curmudgeon-y and you're just like, have fun.
I know.
Those people when you like walk by the lounge chairs or whatever, at the pool and they're just like stuck right here and like going, no, just do something. Have some fun.
I know. It always amazes me. Well, and even just, and I tell people, try to make your own vacation even at home, like a staycation, mm-hmm. and do something like put on a different outfit, go to a different part of town, you know, and just be curious or have that state. And it's so much fun too, just having like that energy where you're going out and you're talking to people because that's where you create opportunity to meet people.
You just named being a hooker is what I just heard just now, you know, because you said put on a new outfit, go to a new side of town.
So you go there.
That's where I always go. Sorry, in my head right now, you know, all I heard was, you know, you put on an outfit, you go to a new side of town and, you know, you just meet people.
I didn't say red bikini or anything. I
just heard like a hooker walking the street, which is fascinating. If you're into that, it's okay. I'm okay. That's where my head is going.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's where I'm going tonight. You know, so I'm going looking. So, you know, I just have to just always make you laugh, Kimmy. I'm just making jokes. So, but I get it though. I understand that. It's feel like it's just, these are the times where like, you know, just taking time out just to try something new. And this is why we're going to talk about, you know, the new year, new you, you know, it's, I feel like sometimes we just got to shake off the old really, and just kind of just move, put our best foot forward and see what we really want in the new year.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, as you know. And you know, most of the population do not fulfill their New Year's resolution. There's been research done on this, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But one of the reasons is that everybody makes their goal way too big, too lofty, mm-hmm. right? Something that has high expectations. Like they'll go and like, I'm going to find the love of my life in the new year. It's like, okay, well, there might be some things you need to do in order to get there. So mm-hmm. I always tell people, start small, start with little things that you can do that are measurable and also something that you can feel confident accomplishing.
Yeah.
And then move on to the next thing in order to get to the end game, right?
No, I agree with that. Especially, like I said, and taking the small steps will actually help you to reach your bigger goals because at least you're accomplishing something a little bit at a time to get that confidence going and things as well. So I agree with that.
Yeah. And also accountability.
Yes.
Let's face it. Mm-hmm. Right. Like a lot of people have good intentions going in, like, I'm going to go online and I'm it's a new year. And it's like, but they're not really doing anything to create a difference or a change. Like, what is it about January 1 that is going to suddenly be different?
Right.
Right. And so what is something that you can do to hold yourself accountable? It could be a reward. It could be a consequence. It could be friends that hold you accountable, right?
Yeah, so that's
true. Also important.
Do you feel like a lot of people, you know, like you said, when they set lofty goals, mm-hmm. That let's say like you just said, you know, like I want to find, you know, the love of my life, but do they really know how to do the homework to find that love of their life?
But that's what I mean, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's right. So true. And I think, and I know you do this too, mm-hmm. you know, really giving people almost like a strategy, right? That's why I call myself a strategist more than a coach or a therapist these days. Because like if you knew some things to do to break old habits, that's what's going to build your confidence 100% and get you results.
Yeah.
Because you can't change the people around you, right? Like you can't change your environment, the people, but you can change you. And to me, that's where the empowerment comes in.
Yeah, I can see that. And I feel like this is another reason why people, why you should also hire a strategist or a dating coach in the process. Because just like anything else, if you were going to start the new year going to the gym, right? You might hire a personal trainer. If you wanted to start playing tennis, let's say, right? You're going to hire an instructor. So why not hire one of us to actually help you through the process to help you find that love of your life and actually get you and they'll point you in the right direction.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So what do you have going on in the new year?
What do I have going on? I just like, you know, like 2023 was a shit show, Kimmy.
Do you want to talk about it? I'm a therapist. You
know, it's like, I know. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Where's the couch?
I know. Right? No, I mean like 2023, I think it's only up from here. But the beauty of 2023 for me is the fact that I think the last quarter of the year, it's like, I finally saw the light and I just want to take that part of the last quarter and just keep pushing forward because I found what I truly needed to do for myself and who I needed to become in order to reach those goals, like you said, because I had lofty goals, but I thought they were obtainable goals. You know, the problem is just the fact that I think that I probably on my vision board, you know, like you said, you know, you figure there's a route, like a map going from A's to point A to point B and things like that. That's how I set it up. But it was a lot, you know, it was a lot for me to take. But I did tell myself if I reach one or two of these, which I did, which I was grateful for and happy for, that was fine. But it's just, I think what happened for myself is just that I was too focused on the big picture and not doing everything individually, you know, things that were obtainable, like you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think was a really big goal?
Still on my podcast right now.
Sponsors,
Learning a little bit more about myself, which I probably should have put that first and foremost, you know, I just skipped that, you know, just glazed over that one pretty quickly. Right. I think the good news is, like I said, everything that I had on my, not everything, the big things that I wanted to do was like, you know, my dating consulting, you know, really getting a handle on that, really doing something with that. I've accomplished that, you know, now I'm a Talkify. So I did accomplish that, but it had to take me all this time to really figure it out. You know, obviously my podcast getting sponsorship, you know, it's being sponsored all the time now, which is great as well. So thank you, sponsors. You know, just me learning a little bit more about what success means to me. Like I that was on my thing. I had no idea what that meant. Right. You know, I'm getting a little bit of an understanding of what that means to me now and what that is for myself. So moving into 2024 now, I feel like, not that I have a handle on everything, because I don't want to like toot my own horn and all of a sudden get like, you know, like lightning struck on me, anything crazy like that. But I actually know the formula now of what I need for my life for the first time, you know, and hopefully 2024, I can go into that part of it that year, this year, and just go into it smoothly, you know, nothing rocky for me.
Yeah. But I think that's so true for most people. You know, when I do, you know, calls, I know you do calls with people, I'll ask them if you had a magic wand, you could wave it in the air and things would be different. What would it be? And most people can't answer it, like knowing what they want, or they, like you said, they shoot too high and too big. And I'll never forget this woman. This was a couple of years ago, and she's like, "Well, I know what I want." I said, "Well, what is it?" And she's like, "Find me my soulmate."
Okay.
I said, "Well, okay. I will totally help you. And there's some work that we need to do in order to get there." Right.
Right.
And so she was not really seeing what she needed to do. Right. Like her part, she just thought that there were no good men out there, like that. She really had that belief. And so we did a lot of work, you know, and part of it was just helping her with her sexy confidence. It's always where I start.
Yeah.
I started with her style. I started with her body language and also like who she would pick to date because she, you know, her picker was off, as they say, and all that stuff. Well, lo and behold, she finds her soulmate. Like she actually lands this guy.
How long did that take, if I may ask?
Well, this was over the course of say 4 or 5 months working with her.
Yeah.
And she was so happy. But even like before she met him, I could just see her happiness factor going up and up and up. And at the end, she's like, "Kimmy, I am the happiest I've ever been in my entire life." I said, "Well, you know, what do you attribute that to?" And she's like, "The funny thing is, it's not even about the man." I said, "Well, what is it?" She's like, "For the first time, I love me."
That's great. Yeah.
And you know, because like at the end of the day, no matter what happens, I told her this, I'm like, "You have yourself."
Right.
Like, awesome.
Right.
You know, and she's like, he just kind of fills things in, right? Like, he's like, I love him and everything, and I totally feel fulfilled, but I've never felt this way inside before.
That's great. That's wonderful. Yeah. So. All that self-doubt was just pushing all that energy in the wrong direction. So, but that's amazing. And that's about a good amount of time. I mean, I'm sorry, not a good amount of time, but that seems on par with time, but about between that 4 and 6 month time zone, if you're really doing the work before, to try to find someone, don't you think?
Well, yeah. And to your point, you have to do the work.
Yeah.
I mean, and we had calls consistently.
Right.
I had homework for her and she did the work. I mean, that's why I always tell people, if you want to accelerate things and really get the results, you have to have the consistency, the accountability, and the support system. Like those.
But
those
you're missing something, tooting your own horn, because I'm going to do it for you, is that she hired someone to show her the right way, you know, for her.
Yeah.
You know, and that's huge, because if she's on this path by herself, it's going to take a little bit longer, reading books, whatever it may be. She's doing the work, but it's going to take a little bit longer possibly in order for her to find herself and love herself first, you know, because now you're thinking style books, da, da, da. There's a whole gamut of things that you brought together for her, which, you know, I'm tooting your horn, honey.
Right.
You
well,
did the
thank
work.
You.
You're really good at what you do. You know, yeah. And so that's why I was saying earlier, it's like, you know, we, if no one has the basis on how to get from point A to point, you know, B, it's like, you know, you need to have someone help you with that.
Absolutely.
You know?
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, and also you and I can help people and we can give them direction, but if it's up to them
of course.
To do it. Right. And so
that's why I appreciate this woman because she put it all in. She put her cards in that and she was very, you know, very, what's what I'm looking for? She wanted it. In other words,
absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
Yeah.
All right. Finding the soulmate. Look at that.
I know. Yeah. I know. But you know, there's so many different ways that people can reinvent themselves this time of year. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the inside, but as you know, I love the outside.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. And mm-hmm. so I feel like people this time of year, they go back to the gym, they start taking care of themselves more, they watch what they're eating, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And that also builds, you know, your self-esteem and how you feel in your clothes and all of that stuff. So
yeah, it's not easy. And yeah, what do you feel like for the most part where things fall short? Like, you know, with all these lofty goals, because we all have, mm-hmm. you know, what's your New Year's resolution? And all of a sudden, like you give it that college try. And yeah. then all of a sudden it's like, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's a lot more than I thought it would be. So when do you think that usually falls off? A few months?
Yeah. And I think research backs that up. I mean, people may be gung-ho for even like a good month. Well, even in the gym, they yeah. say that like gym memberships go way up
right.
at the first of the year. And then, yeah,
they're over.
Yeah. You see the gym that's so busy.
Oh my God, I know.
After
yeah,
January
totally.
1. And then it's like crickets
right.
in
Everybody's,
February.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Or God. After February 14th, I should say, because some people are gearing up for Valentine's Day. There's always like, you know, landmarks for different things.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing to do is to have things on the calendar that will motivate you. You know, I find that, and this is just like, I'll fall into a little bit of psych. Oh, I like the music. I didn't know we had sound effects on the way. In the psychological world, there's intrinsic and extrinsic motivation in order to like accomplish something, right? And intrinsic motivation is something that just feels good, right? Like it's something that you love to do. Like I mm-hmm. love going to the gym. I don't need any outside,
that's great,
you know, factors because
yeah.
I just like the way it makes me feel. Extrinsic motivation is something that you may need outside yourself in order to motivate you
okay.
to create, you know, to accomplish your goals. And so
which like, obviously is a lot harder.
It's so much
mm-hmm.
harder because
yeah.
and it's usually around things that you don't like to do. I mean,
right.
think about it. Like for me, it's taxes. I'll be honest. Like if I didn't have my accountant breathing
yeah.
down my back, holding me accountable, I would literally be in jail.
Right. But once again, you seek someone out to help you with
right.
that versus trying to do it by yourself. So
right.
you know those things, which is great. So
yeah.
yeah.
And it could be positive or negative,
yeah.
right? Like, cause you could have consequences for yourself. So the consequence would be, yeah, like I would get fined. I would go to jail, like with my taxes, that kind of thing. Right. right. But I actually like,
I knew Kimmy Nguyen.
I know. Back when, hey, I'd be cute in jail.
You would. That orange outfit
I'd wear
would look
that bikini you. For you.
Oh, perfect. There you go. Kimmy's got a side hustle,
yeah.
by the way. I'm
going
to talk to Connor right now.
Street.
Connor's in here. Our producer's in here. He's sitting there on his phone right now. But I'm like, Connor, she's going to do a side hustle and like sending her like panties out to other people who need.
Well, you're the one that started
hustle.
Talking about the prostitute
I did. You're
thing.
Right.
You planted
I
that
did.
Seed.
I
and now
can't
I, had
help
to,
it.
I had to loop back
yeah,
to
thank
that.
You. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's move along. Speaking on the long zone, I'm reinventing. In the new year, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about how couples do this now. You know, like
yeah.
so for me, I know that a few couples have already told me, like, you know, like me and my boyfriend, we're gonna go to the gym together, or we're gonna start, you know, we're gonna get rid of all the salt and sweets and just go straight plant-based, wherever it may be. You know, so there's all these lofty goals that couples have to do together now, too.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have to hold each other accountable and as well, which is not always easy because someone's always gonna try to fall off, you know, off that boat as well. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, and sometimes it could be almost worse because if the couple falls into something together,
mm-hmm.
then who's going to motivate who?
Exactly.
Right. And
right.
so I think a lot of couples, especially if they've been together for a really long time, they fall in a state of a lot, like, I hate to say it, but complacency, right?
Mm-hmm. True.
Things
mm-hmm.
might get stale, they might get boring, you know,
right.
and people get into a routine. So who is going to break the routine?
Yeah, and that's
right?
Not easy. It's not easy at all. It's a lot of motivation, you know. But the good news is I'm hoping that when couples do this, I hope the fact that one is already kind of in that state of like saying, for instance, like, hey, you know, Kimmy, let's go. I want to, you know, let's play tennis together. You know, so hopefully one of them is at that mode where that's something that they really want. Like you said, that first one where it's already in them.
Yeah.
They already know how to do it and they just want to bring the other along.
Yeah.
You know, so that's something that's fun.
That's the hope, you mm-hmm. know, and I find, gosh, this could be a whole other like podcast, right? Like how to date again, you know, as a couple.
Yeah.
Because you think about the things that really sparked, you know, that fire in the beginning stages in the courting phase, and that often goes away. So
that's true.
I tell couples a lot because a lot of my clients get into relationships and they continue to hire me because each phase in, you know, relationships need
something.
Help,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always tell people, like, think about the areas that I teach on dating, your style. What was your style when you first, you know, met your person?
Love that.
A lot of times you're sitting at home in your sweats and eating Chinese food in front of the TV. It's not as sexy, right? Like, and the second thing is even body language. A lot of the times, like, the flirt and the body language goes away.
Right.
You know, because you just get just kind of almost take each other for granted. You forget to show affection and touch and all those things that really were exciting in the beginning.
Yeah, you bring a really good point. I feel like that should be at the top of everyone's New Year's resolution as a couple, you know, just to just to get back to knowing each other. If you're at that phase right now, guys, in your life and you're, or, you know, you're dating, you know, you're married, whatever it may be, it's like, I feel like, you know, like Kimmy just said that this is a good opportunity for you guys to actually sit down and just try to work out a new schedule, date, you know, like let's have a date night. Let's figure this out. Let's get back to us again. Pick something that you both love, whether it be dancing, whether it be a sport, whether it's just, you know, like just going to some function, you know, or whatever it may be, but get back to what got you guys in that space in the first place.
Oh my God. I tell people, like, do something that totally breaks the routine, you know, something surprising, or gamify it, you know.
Love that.
There's a little game that I have couples play where, like, each person can write down something that they want to do, something that's fun. And then you put it in a jar. And then every week or every other week, pick from the jar. And so whatever you pick, it's something that, you know, at least you'll be taking turns of things that you like. Because not, you know, each person doesn't like every single thing
together.
No, of course.
And we also just do it because, what do they say at the beginning of a relationship? We do it because we want to. Because, you know, if you're doing it, you know, I want to listen to this type of music or go to this concert. And it's like, not really my thing, you know, but I'll go just because I want to be with you.
Right.
But then,
and you want to make that other person happy. I mean,
correct.
That's part of the compromise. It's part of the couplehood. But by doing things that both of you want for each other and with each other, it's so exciting. Yeah.
I love that. That's a really good one.
I mean, it can be something simple too. Even instead of just eating dinner, you know, in the table, like make a picnic on the floor and light
I love
a candle.
Doing that.
Like just little things that make it different.
Right. Just mix it up, people, is what you're saying. Just
mix it up, people. It's so easy. Just do it.
All right. So I don't know about you guys, but I know for myself that every new year, I always have this resolution to start eating healthier. And that's where Factor comes in. The ready-to-eat meal service that takes the stress out of meal planning and sets you up for success in the new year. So skip the grocery stores, prep work, and cooking fatigue. And instead, check out the 35 meals to choose from per week, which includes like keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggies, and more. And with my busy schedule, Factor offers fast, simple solutions when I'm too busy to cook. They even help me to stay on top of my goals, which is one of the biggest things that we all want to do during the new year, right? So head to factormeals.com/dating50 and use code dating50 to get 50% off. That's code dating50 at factormeals.com/dating50 to get 50% off. And if you're looking to start the new year off by eating healthy, then why not start with a meal prep service that's going to set you up for success? All right, so let's talk about our singles now. Let's get back to them on how, you know, once again, because I know a lot of people, we put this out there, like you're like the one, your client that said, you know, I just want to find my soulmate. Let's get back into the love spot of this now. So I feel like a lot of people might want certain things, but once again, they just don't know how to go about doing it. So how can friends get involved with this? You know, let's say, like I tell my friend, you know, I just want to be able to meet someone. So I feel like, you know, this is once again, an all hands on deck situation. You know, I feel like everyone needs to get to be a part of this if they really want to help someone.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, just like we were talking about with couples, you know, breaking up the routine for singles is just as important. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you doing in your life to create opportunities to meet other people? Like, are you just on the apps, you know, or are you like really putting yourself out there? Are you going online, looking at different events? Are you talking to people when you're out and about?
Right.
Are you, you know, soliciting friends? And by the way, this is another thing that a lot of singles do. I think that's a mistake. They think of dating as just looking for people of the opposite sex.
Like, right.
Mm-hmm. Look for other single dudes and single girls. You know, like you need wing girls, you need wing guys,
right, exactly,
to hang out with. And because it creates also more of that flirty, fun energy that you need. I mean, no offense to the married people and the couple people, like, you know, you're lovely, but you don't get it. Right.
Right.
Exactly. So you have to do things to create situations and opportunities for yourself. So yeah, this is a great time to just get re-energized with all that.
Right. And I guess that's why I mentioned the friend thing, because I think in a certain way, you do need a community around you of like,
yes,
of like souls, like people who are doing the same thing, who are interested in the same things as well. So just like anything else, if you want to ride a bike, you know, become a bike, like a cyclist, right? I'm going to join a group of cyclists, you know, at least they can kind of get me on my way or something like that. So I feel like everyone needs a community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said that, because I don't even like single events, to be honest. I know a lot of people might get mad at me for saying, no, because it creates a weird energy,
right? It
does, right?
Create,
like,
a
you
weird
go
energy
into, yeah, these events, and first of all, there's hunter energy. That's what I call it.
Okay.
You know, everyone's
hunting. And a lot
hunting
of expectations, you know,
yes,
it's like, how am I supposed to be?
Yes.
You know, what are they expecting from me?
Right. Mm-hmm. And everyone there is looking for the same thing. So there's this, right.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Hunter.
Yeah.
Mentality.
I love the hunter mentality. But can I say one thing though? Both the,
yeah,
hunter mentality note.
Yeah.
You got to love that one guy who walks in and he's just like, you know, just like, just
there's
just,
always one
just
guy.
Charismatic, just
totally
all day long, right?
And there's always more women than there are men.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like the poor women who go there. Then it becomes like The Bachelor,
yeah,
right? Like,
and
everyone's
true
competing with each other to try to get that one guy's attention. And so yeah, I tell people to do what you said.
Okay.
Is like, look at your hobbies, look at your passions, and start looking at things that are around those. Because 50% of the room is going to be single anyway.
That's true.
So you might as well go to places that you enjoy, because also having conversation gets easier.
Yeah.
And that's another thing for all you introverts out there, because I think this is a very hard topic, right? Like, people who are trying to meet people in real life. Introverts, I work with a lot of them, and they say, I mean, the initiation piece is really tough.
Okay.
You know, just like knowing what to say, how to approach.
Yeah.
And so if you at least go to things that you're passionate about, you'll have a topic that you can,
perfect,
talk about.
Right. That's true. Yeah. Good point. And hopefully you're good at that topic, because if you suck, you know, sorry.
Then come to me. I'll help you. I have a workshop coming up. Can I plug a workshop?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, it's January 23rd, and it's meeting people IRL in real life.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can go to stophatingdating.com. And basically, we are going to be talking about all of this.
I love that.
How to initiate, how to approach, where to go, how
When do I get my guest speaker role at these events, Kimmy?
Virtual. Do you want to come?
I would love to come and just hang out in the background.
You can hang out in the Zoom room.
Yeah,
with
I just want to just get the feel
be a
of
fly
how
on
you,
the wall.
Yeah, exactly. And see how you run your stuff. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, it's super fun because, I teach the first hour, and then you can upgrade to a VIP room where we actually do an activity together. So definitely check that out. It doesn't matter. And I love doing co-ed stuff.
Yeah, I think that's necessary. I think that's necessary because at least, you know, both halves are getting a point of view on, wow, I thought, you know, like, I was always wondering about that, or I never knew that. So I highly agree with that as well.
Why do we separate the boys and the girls?
I mean,
let's get them all in the room together and like talk the stuff out.
Right.
Right.
God, so. I you know, speaking of like separating the room, I'll never forget, like, I was in, I went to dinner with my ex-wife one time with a group of friends, and, you know, it was so insane to us because, you know, we love the mixture of, like, you know, when you go to dinner, like, you know, like, she's over here, I might be over there, wherever it may be. The guy sat on one side, the girl sat on one side. And it was just like all the guys were talking. It was like a little like high school dance again, middle school dance, I should say, you know,
right.
I was like, and so we're looking at each other like waving, going, we just want to sit next to each other. Like, what is this? It was very foreign and very weird.
It's weird. A lot of rooms end up doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
And then you see like all the girls like cackling in the corner. And then they wonder why they're not approached by the guys.
True.
Right?
Very true. Yeah.
That's the other
thing. Right.
So let's talk about approachability, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. I mean, because I'm sitting amongst those women, just like hamming it up, going, well, screw you guys. Look who's having all the fun. So guess who's not going home alone tonight, you know?
Yeah, but that's you. See, well, like,
once again, I'm trying to put my stuff out there for people that's just to say that it's
just
it's
be more
easy.
Like Chris, everybody.
It's easy. You know, that's all I'm saying. It's like, just take the chances. That's all I'm getting at, you know?
Well, it's easy when you're comfortable.
Right. Oh, I'm comfortable, Kimmy.
You're very comfortable. There's a lot of people who are not comfortable. And I will say, if you listening are not comfortable and you're in your head a lot, that's usually the reason why people hesitate and not, you know, approach or get approached, because they're thinking too much.
Right.
Right. They're not just in their body, in the moment, having fun. So this, but to me, this is a skill. So if this is you listening, like, it is something that you can learn.
Yeah. Let's talk about approaching. Yeah. Let's talk about approachability.
Well, first of all, men and women have a responsibility and approachability.
Yeah.
Please, let's talk about that, because it's not just the man's job.
Right.
I mean, if you're in the room with Chris, women, you don't have to do much. But normally you do have to give out the signals.
You
have to say, I'm open for business. I would love to talk to you. And that is part of the body language and also your positioning in the room.
And it's as simple sometimes, like, you know, like you said, like, I'm, you know, I'm available, da-da-da, I'm approachable. It's as simple as just saying hello.
And that's smiling. All it is.
Right, exactly.
Just look happy.
And not looking weird when you do it.
And no RBFs. No. Please, can we say?
Go ahead.
Yeah, resting bitch face? Can we just say that? Well,
exactly.
I mean, I didn't make that up.
No,
I mean, I think it was even on CNN. They talked,
right.
No, it's real.
Right.
But I believe that men have it too. I call it resting grimace face.
Grimace face?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it's not just women.
I just call it the creep
factor.
You know, the creep factor. You know, you walk around
creepy. Oh, it's the worst.
You know, like, you're trying to be cool, like, going, what's up, ladies? You're like, do it at least with some zest. Like, hey, what's up, ladies? Like, what's up, ladies?
Yeah, or the guy who just stares.
Oh, my God.
Like, the creepy guy in the.
See, creep factor.
It is. But, you know, both have to do with hesitation. And so, like, you could have a really shy guy who's in his head and he's not creepy, but he's hesitating because he's worried.
So, therefore, he looks creepy.
He looks creepy. Yeah. We don't know that. Like, as a woman, we don't know that you're shy.
Do we
just think you're
creepy.
Do we want
to approach those people, though?
Like, you know, right? Well, no,
because if I'm thinking that, it must be true.
Yeah. But no, see, now women, here's on the other side, is that women, like, if they're pretty and they have a frown on their face, they look bitchy.
Yes, they do.
That's why it's resting bitch face.
Agreed.
But there could be a lot of, and I work with them, a lot of pretty, shy people. And so they get misread. And that's why the approachability factor is really important. If you are making a goal for yourself to get out there and meet people, you have to work on that. And that would be a great goal for the new year, to be honest.
That's a really good goal.
Work on approachability.
Right. Let me ask you this on approachability. How do you feel if, let's say, someone, because this is also very rare that someone would go out by themselves, let's say, right? Let's say
I do.
No, and I'm saying you're very approachable. You know, you have the approachability, you know, you're very secure and you know yourself. I love going out to places by myself as well. But I guess what I'm getting at, let's say you're going out by yourself to meet a group of friends, right? But you have to go through the scenario of, like, you know, like at a house party, you don't know anyone there except for maybe one or two friends, right? So how do you make your way through that point? You know, let's say you see your friends, but they're both talking to other people right now. Now you're still kind of standing there alone going, I need to kind of maybe make myself busy, let's say, right? I need to, you know, talk to other people. How would someone go about doing that?
Oh my God. Well, I have a story around that to answer that, because I help people navigate rooms all the time. You know, I do these wing girl sessions where we go out. And this one woman, she was painfully shy, and I just threw her to the wolves. Like, we actually went to a networking event.
Okay.
And it was an event that she had to go to anyway.
Okay.
So
she was in her space.
She,
is that right?
Well, no. Well, it was something she had to go to, and she said she dreads going to conferences and new places and networking events because she gets so nervous. She had a lot of social anxiety. So I taught her, I have this thing called the social engagement formula that I teach people on how to get out of their heads into something that's more storytelling, heartfelt, and emotional. And we practiced beforehand, okay? But then we go into the event, and to your point, it was like just a sea of people, you know? And she didn't know.
Already in motion, right?
And some people are talking. There was groupings of people that knew each other. It was packed. And she just looked at me and she started, like, shaking.
Okay.
And, like, just, you know, like, really getting, and it's like, honey, it's okay. We're going to do this. And I, you know, I just kind of modeled for her. And I mean, and the first thing I tell people is just get the lay of the land.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Right? Like, I just see where everything is, take a breath. Also, like, when you take that moment and take a breath, your body will relax, hopefully, just a little bit. But also look at where the people are and where you want to put yourself.
Agreed.
So,
yeah, because I was going to say, like, you all of a sudden you can read the energy in the room on where you should be, where you should head first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and part of it is that you really have to be aware of what's written on people's faces, the nonverbal cues. Do people look happy? Do they look angry? Do they look like they want to be approached? You know, like all of those nuances make a huge difference.
Right.
So this also will help you get into the present moment rather than the head, because if you're worried about what to say, that's a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Like, get that out of here. People come to me all the time. I don't know if you get this question. Like, Kimmy, can you just give me some lines?
Okay.
I'm like, no, I don't have lines. I will not give you lines.
I think
we've
talked about this before. Like, people ask me that a lot. Well, I mean, I do get that a lot. They go, like, I just need a line. I'm like, I don't use lines. The only line I use is like, hey, hi, you know, that's it. That's all you need. And then just if you're approaching the right energy, that's all you need, because then they'll reciprocate back with same like energy. So, you know, that's all I say. I'm not going to go up to a group of people where I feel like it's a negative energy and go,
yes,
like, hey, hi. And this gets like the evil stare, you know what I mean? All of a sudden it's like daggers. All of a sudden, wrong group.
Yeah, you know, no, totally.
I should have stopped drinking yesterday.
Yeah. You know? Right. Just like crickets, you know,
yeah, exactly.
Just like staring
right.
at you. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I tell people, like, even if it doesn't go well, you know, if they don't talk to you or they, you know, they don't respond. So instead of taking it as rejection, you know, the resilience part, where you build your confidence, is saying to yourself, well, they're just not my people.
Right. Right.
They're just not my people.
Right.
And there's plenty of other people.
Yeah.
Here.
But it's not easy, because you have to take, you once again, you have to, you know, from that, you have to really take a step back and just go, okay, that's only one group. There's plenty
that's
more people
right.
here. Let's just go to the next one and find the next one.
And it takes practice.
It does
right?
take a lot
like
of
you
practice.
You can't just, you know, one and done and say, oh, I tried and see, I
right.
crashed
I'm
and
out.
Burned.
I'm done.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to keep going and do it. It's just like going to the gym. This
right.
is part of like what we were talking about, making a goal for yourself. So if your goal is to just work on approachability and initiation, then take it upon yourself to go to like a crowded venue. Start small, maybe with people who are just a small groups of people
okay.
or like happy hour that's not so like big, and just get used to that scene. And then as you get more comfortable, then you can kind of go where more people are. It's all
that.
About the
yeah.
increments kind
right.
of thing.
Well, and that's why I was asking you about like if you're going somewhere by yourself, you know, like
yeah.
you said, start small, hopefully, but and even if you don't talk to anyone, at least you're there. So at least just kind of do for you at that moment. And I'm going to use like, let's say a bar at a restaurant, for instance, right? Let's say it's a happy hour going
yeah.
on. You're going in by yourself. You're taking the chance to get there. Maybe your friend's late, right? Go to the bar, get yourself a drink, or just, you know, and just take in the room. You know,
yeah.
don't close yourself off, take in the room and just kind of like, just feel like, you know, part of the atmosphere, and people will probably come up to you.
Yeah. So half the battle is just the energy and the body language. And also please wear something stylish because I mean, I know we kind of went there in your last episode, so I'm not going to totally go, but it, the first impression
yeah.
is the most important aspect of when you're trying to enter a room. And remember, it only takes 7 seconds, and 93% of communication is nonverbal. So that's why it's not even what you say. So once you get past that and you just seem friendly and approachable, the first thing that I tell people to do, if you're using observation and you're really getting like in a state of curiosity, just ask a question based on something you're curious about.
Yep.
Like it's the best way. Like that's what kids do
yeah,
all the time.
Right. Especially someone next to you right there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. That's seriously though. That's like
yeah.
one of the biggest things that I love to do, which is also a really good way to do this with the approachability. It's like,
yeah.
let's say once again, we're at a happy hour, like, you know, I'm a lot of drinking here, Kimmy. So I'm at a bar.
Wait,
again. I'm going to use the bar scene. Okay.
Am I in the red bikini again?
Yeah. You know, but you're walking the bar to go get drinks, right? And so
yeah.
you're waiting for the bartender. That's another good way to start talking to people, because once
right.
again, you're both up there waiting. So it's like just a line like, oh my God, you know, how long you've been waiting for? Just something to start the conversation leads to so many more avenues. You
and
know?
It doesn't have to be this like witty comedic
exactly.
thing. Like
right.
a lot of times people are like, oh, I have nothing great to say.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the woman that I told you about before, because actually I helped her navigate the room and she had the best time in her life. You
Great.
Know, like after
how long did it take her about, do you think?
It took, well, obviously, like, I kind of initiated, right? I helped her. And so it took about 7 minutes.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And just you know, helping her with where to go, what to say, how to be, and just, again, getting out of her head. But there was another time that I was sitting with a woman at a bar, and she would just get flustered with, like, guys that she found attractive, which isn't like 99% of people, right? Like, they always say, oh, like, I can talk to people that I'm not attracted to. So who sits down next to her but a really hot guy to her? And she turns to me. She's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. What do I say? And I said, okay, what are you thinking right now? And she's like, well, it has nothing to do with him. I said, great. That's fantastic. What's in your head? She's like, well, honestly, I was just noticing that window over there, and it was in LA, and it looked like it was raining, which is rare in LA, right? And so she's like, I was thinking it was so weird that it was raining, and it was stained glass that had that effect. I said, that's fantastic. Just say that. She's like, but that's not anything about him, right? I said, no, that's fantastic. So she's like, excuse me. Did you ever notice that window over there? It looks like it's raining. And I thought that was so weird for LA. And he loved it. It was like a great entry. And he's like, you know, I've been going here, I don't know, for years. I never noticed that. And it was it was the best entry. So I always tell people, usually the ones that are silly, nonsensical, basic are great, great entries.
I think that's fantastic. It's almost like saying when you're in line with someone waiting to get in somewhere. Bathroom lines, for instance, swell. They're fun for me. When you're waiting in line to go
they're
to the bathroom.
They're fun for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, like,
so what do you, like, what do you say?
No, I mean, it's like you're waiting. And like, so it's like just something is like, you know, as simple as like, oh my God, like how long have you been waiting in line for? Like, is this going to get any slower? Or just something where the guys just start laughing now. And now you're just kind of on this roll. And so now you have a group of guys just with the same thing, right? We all have something in common. We got to pee. Sorry. Get the hell out of my way.
Totally. You know? Right. And that's a really good point too, is that people always think that they have to ask a question. Making a statement or like the statement of the obvious that's just around you is fantastic because now you're all joined in a pain, a funny moment.
Totally.
It's an emotional also kind of experience that you can share with someone.
Yeah. And it, once again, it just takes the load off of just hanging out in line, just like, you know, crickets, just kind of, because it's awkward.
Right.
You know?
Right. Like, so, come here often. Yeah. You know, like, that's.
Yeah, for sure.
There was a guy who, he did this great entry with me. It was a couple of years ago. I'm like, oh, way to use the social engagement formula. I'm like thinking in my head. And he had no idea what he was doing, but it was awesome.
Okay.
So we both had worked out. We come out to the elevator. And if anybody even talks to anybody who is waiting for the elevator, usually people don't talk. But like a normal thing people would say is like, oh, so did you have a good workout? It was obvious that we both worked out, which would be fine, but it's so boring and it probably wouldn't go anywhere, right?
Okay.
But he did something fantastic. He looks at me, he shakes his head, and he goes, I'm exhausted. And it was great, right? And I laughed because I was exhausted too. I'm like, oh my God, me too? I could not get through my workout. So we started in an emotion.
Right.
Having an emotional conversation can like lengthen, deepen, and make like a connection almost instantly.
I like that. So and it wasn't the typical line. Like you said, it was the typical line.
It was in the moment.
That's great.
And how he was feeling. So I joined him in that. And it was like a better conversation than I had in 30 seconds and I had like 15 minutes with someone else.
I love that. And also what I love is I love the chain reaction sometimes that happens. So let's say like you sit on the elevator and all there's like maybe four other people on there. All of a sudden now it's like boom, boom, boom. It electrifies everyone in there. And now you're having a whole like, you know, communication with all of them. That's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like bringing community together. That's one of the things that I like. I could like sit in the middle and just like, I like seeing how the domino effect happens. In other words, the chain reaction of things because it is important. And sometimes it really does lighten up the mood of the room. You know, you might be in a really stuffy situation. All of a sudden it's like that one person can just ignite the whole room and just make it just that much more exciting and more fun.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. That's why I tell people always make friends with a bartender because the bartender is the spark.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? Like he's central and he or she knows people usually in the room. So it can create this like buzz and energy with all people. And so, Yeah, don't just go and talk to one person. You know, just create that kind of, again, energy with everybody.
It's a vibe, yeah. It is a vibe. I love that. All right, so we've got approachability, and let's see, yes. What else can we bring in with that as well then? So let's say after approachability, I feel like there's a lot of things that also possibly need to happen. Let's say now that you're in it now, you know, like you've got your kind of like your flow, you know, you've always had your flow, let's say, right? So What's the next step for a single person coming into like a situation? Let's say that person's like, or he or she's just like, you know, she's got the charisma, she's got everything going for him, but she's just not finding that person for her. So what needs to happen? What can they do in the new year, new you sort of situation tonight? Maybe tone it down a little bit, because that's sometimes what I'm thinking. They have to tone it down, just take a step back and just kind of let things just be, what's the word I'm looking for? Be more of a spectator, I feel like.
I love that.
Does that make sense?
Like kind of like looking at themselves
from
a bird's eye view.
Right. Like I've had someone, you know, like, and this person is like, you know, amazing person, you know, and she's just like, I just don't know why I'm not successful with my dating, you know, and she's a great girl, you know, she's not overbearing, she's not this and that. But I said, you know, have you ever taken time to just take a step back, you know, and just kind of just listen, in other words, because I know that you have such a grand personality that sometimes, you know, the guy might not like that. They might want to lead for once, you know, let them lead the dance, in other words. So I said, just why don't you just focus on a few times these next new dates that you go on, just to just take a step back and just let them lead a little bit, see where that goes.
Yeah. You know, I really like that. And because something that came to my mind as you were asking that is just try on something different. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is, like, you know, when you go to a store and you try on something different, and maybe it doesn't have a lot of hanger appeal, but then you try it on and you're like, wow, this fits. So if you keep trying, grabbing the same stuff,
and you're
trying to make it fit and it's not suiting you, you know, what can you do in your life to try on something different? It could be a new approach. It could be a new mindset. It could do a new perspective. It's a new way of maybe meeting people, like something that breaks up the pattern that you've been doing, because obviously whatever you're doing is not working for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You got, and when people come to me and they say, like, there's no good men, or I hate the town I live in, or I'm too old to flirt, or, you know, like all the excuses or whatever goes on in their mind of why they're not finding love, and saying, well, that's all going to remain true as long as you believe that.
And I'm just sometimes, with that being said as well, the downward spiral that happens from there, because once you start putting that negativity out there, there's so many other things now that are starting to come up to the top, you know, that just add to that layering of just doubt.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so this is a new year. This is a new you. This is time to reinvent yourself, just to bring it home, right?
Good. Yes. Yeah. But here's a question. Wait, hold on. What are you doing for your new year? I didn't ask you that. You asked me mine. So do you have anything?
I know,
that
did you like how I diverted?
You and did. I just realized, like, whoa, wait a minute here, Kimmy. What are we doing? What are you doing for the new year, new you?
Yeah, I'm doing so much. So, well, and you and I have talked about this. You know, I'm definitely getting into more media, and I just have like a goal for myself to reach more people.
Okay.
You know, and so coming on to beautiful podcasts like this, for instance. But no, that's like an example of like, well, oh, I just want to do more media. But really, like, the smaller thing is just focusing on it more.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then also creating, like you, more programs for communities, like continuing to do all my dating retreats.
Right.
And I also have a new membership program that people can join.
Perfect.
That leads to that. So all those things that, you know, can really add up to that. And then personally, you know, I definitely have a goal of possibly looking for a new location to live. I've lived in my place for 15 years now.
Okay. Well, I might have a new place that might be being renovated sometime in the new year, you know. I heard it fell down. So, I mean, it might.
Oh, right. We just heard about that.
Yeah. I just heard about that. It's like fresh on the market. It might be a new development coming up soon.
You never know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So I'm definitely looking for changes. And then in this next week, like a small, I need to clear my closet. Oh my God.
Oh, that's always another thing that people do as well.
I mean, for what I do,
right?
You know, like,
okay,
obviously, like, I like shopping, and
okay,
I haven't been good at purging before I splurge.
Gotcha.
So I need to clear some space.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have that on their list as well. I need to clean out my closet. So or clean
this
something
is a good time.
Out,
but you know? Also, like psychologically, when you clear out things, you create room for new things, like literally mentally too and physically. So I'm excited to just clear that stuff out.
Okay. Well, I'm ahead of you. I got a new space, so I'm all cleaned out and cleared.
Is it?
It's good. You know, it's small, but it's good. But it's clean.
Small but mighty.
Yeah, small and mighty. Just the opposite of me, by the way.
God, he goes there again.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's like it's just the opposite of me. I'm just like more just grand and just, you know, that's all. Where's your head going, Kimmy?
I don't know.
Back to that bikini
in the bar
again.
The bikini.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure there's nothing in this
I don't
liquid
know.
Death?
Kimmy's drinking liquid death right now. She's like, you know, not to be confused with the beer because sometimes the can can sometimes
exactly.
do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So not to be confused with that. Well, I have a nice little like plastic little, you know, probably give me whatever's inside my body right now. What's that thing that says bad for you? Is it the paraben or something?
Oh, yeah. No. I forgot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're safe. You're drinking out of an aluminum can. So it's safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be a little sprinkling something in there though. I don't know what I put in there. Who did that?
I know. I'm feeling it.
Connor, she's still speaking. I thought she would have been out by now. You know, I thought.
I'm still standing.
I know. All right. Well, what else? So you have your stuff coming up. So what else is we want to plug anything before we leave out? We'll finish this day and just like put it the rest. So, but this is a great episode. And I once again, I love having you on the show. We'll probably have you on a lot more.
Thank you.
I am missing my true co-host, Jamie Villamore, but I appreciate you filling in the blanks because you have been spectacular, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can never fill her shoes. But you know, it is fun also talking about things from a different perspective as well. So, yeah, I mean, well, going back to the workshop, you can go to stophatingdating.com.
Oh, I love the name of that.
Thank you. Yeah. And this one in January 23rd coming up is called Meeting People IRL in Real Life. And every month I have a new theme.
Okay.
So you can go to that. You can go to my site, kimmyseltzer.com. It's KIMMYSELTZER.com. All my handles are kimmyseltzer.com.
Great.
And of course, my podcast, Charisma Quotient, which you have to come on, by the way.
Love to be on.
Yes,
I think I've beaten you twice, so that's like
I know,
it's not,
yeah,
no
I
fault
know.
To yours. I just
you're,
was excited
you're
to have
too
you back
up on me.
So I love that. All right, so guys, once again, we have Kimmy Seltzer on the show. She's dating strategist extraordinaire, and we are at the House of Cocotte filming this as well. And thank you, Connor, for producing the show. I want to give a shout out to all of my peeps out there, and Jamie Villamore, I love you, and we will get back on our timing together. But in the meantime, if you're looking for me, you can find me at FetSport on social media and anything dating intelligence. And it's my website is dating-intelligence.com. All right, Kimmy, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and you're an amazing coach. You can have that chair anytime. That's I'm going to put
you.
Like your name tag on there.
Can I have a throne next time?
Well, that's asking
maybe.
A lot. So
maybe
we can do this. Yes, we can do this. Connor, can we make that happen? All right, he's shaking his head. Yes, we can make it happen. So, all right, guys, that's another episode, and thank you so much, and we are out.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.